most honored radio newsroom, and it's on FM. Join us this morning at 7:40. All news will also be live right here on FM 106.9.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date that will live in infamy. States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago. Vice President Lyndon Johnson has left the hospital in Dallas, but we do not know to where he has proceeded. Presumably, he will be taking the oath of office shortly and become the 36th President of the United States.
Anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone?
A dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be.
911, what are you reporting?
This is AC. I have OJ in the car.
Okay, where are you?
Please, I'm coming up to 5 Freeway.
Okay.
Right now, we're okay, but you gotta celebrate, so just back off. He's still alive, and he got a gun to his head.
In the matter of the people of the state of California versus Orenthal James Simpson, we the jury in the above entitled action find the defendant Orenthal James Simpson not guilty of the crime of murder.
June 13th. was the worst nightmare of my life. This is the second.
There's been a big kidnapping on the West Coast. The victim is Patricia Hearst, the daughter of newspaper executive Randolph Hearst and a granddaughter of the legendary William Randolph Hearst.
Both Mayor Moscone and Supervisor Harvey Milk have been shot and killed. The suspect is Supervisor Van White.
The search goes on in San Francisco for the man known as the Zodiac Killer. The elements involved today included psychiatrists, astrologists, and police guards for school buses.
Third and three. We'll see a pickup sometime on the right side, possibly.
On News 74 KCBS.
Pope John Paul touching down in San Francisco. The helicopter has landed. Now, what's going to take place, Jan and Robert? The helicopter is going to taxi down this short runway, turn around. The red carpet will be rolled out. As we said, Pope John Paul will get off his helicopter. He is with Archbishop John Quinn. The dignitaries now walking out to the area where the red carpet is going to be rolled out.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
He was proud of what he had done, apparently. His head was held high. He had kind of a sort of a smile, almost. I think he intended to kill John Lennon.
Imagine all the people living for today. You ain't nothing but a hound dog to cry.
Elvis Presley, the singer who shaked, rattled, and rolled his way to rock history in the 1950s, died today in Memphis. He was 42.
I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow.
The resignation of a vice president, for example, is insignificant compared with the death of a president.
I have requested this opportunity to talk to the people of Massachusetts about the tragedy which happened last Friday evening.
Smiling faces, sometimes they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces, tell lies.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Read my lips.
No new answers.
Back of throat. There's a left hand. I believe. The giant from the pellet. 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 Bobby Preston hits into the lower deck of the Hatfield family. The giant from the pellet. And they're going crazy. They're going crazy.
The weather is beautiful tonight. We have no cold temperature by the bay, no swirling winds. We've enjoyed clearing skies today and temperatures in the 80s. With the series moving from the Oakland Coliseum to Candlestick Park, I spoke with Giants president and general manager Al Rosen, asking him if his team can come back after dropping the first two to the A's.
We have just experienced an earthquake in the San Francisco Bay Area. It was quite a shake here in the press box and at the stadium. We could see the light standards moving back and forth, and we had just a brief aftershock a moment ago. We've lost some of our telephone lines here in the booth, and we have lost power at the ballpark.
There's an aftershock right now. We're feeling an aftershock. Certainly nowhere near as severe as that the initial quake.
Stand.
This one I'll ride out right where I'm sitting.
We are right over the Cypress structure, and it is just a complete mess. It appears as if it has fallen apart right now. There are cars all over the place, and it has collapsed in a number of places. There are cars that are overturned.
The fans are still standing. The power is out at the ballpark. The scoreboard is dead.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. The game has been called. Please make your way to the nearest exit in an orderly manner.
Charles A. Lindbergh, Lucky Lindy as they call him, landed at Le Bourget Airport, Paris at 5:24 this afternoon.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
I want to fly like an eagle to the sea, fly like an eagle, let my soul.
up.
We have a report from the flight dynamics officer that the vehicle has exploded. Flight director confirms that. We are looking at checking with the recovery forces to see what can be done at this point.
There we go.
The clarity of FM. The power of AM.
The power of AM.
The universal reach of online. Starting right now, your choice for news is even more clear.
Your choice for news is even more clear.
As All News 740 KCBS also goes live on FM 106.9. The worldwide resources of CBS News, combined with the Bay Area's largest and most honored radio news team. Now, KCBS is everywhere wanted. Online at kcbs.com on the original. All News 740 AM. And now, live on FM at 106.9. You've gotten your music on FM for years. Now, it's time you got your news there, too, with the trusted KCBS News Team. Bay Area Original, John Madden. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. Sports, Money Watch updates, food guru Narcy David, and breaking news when it happens.
When it happens.
When it happens. Is changing fast, and we're right there with it. Welcome to All News 740 KCBS, and now live on FM 106.9.
Well, welcome to FM 106.9, and let's get back to doing what we do here at KCBS. KCBS News Time 741.
Slow down instead of shut down. That seems to be the thinking at many internet startups as they try to weather the current economic downturn.